Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
She's actually going to school at Liberty and online at Liberty in Lynchburg, trying to get her bachelor's and some things and learning Bible, and I just applaud her for that. You can't get enough. But I noticed that she gave me a reference of Bibles, and one of them was the ESV, I think, that they have. Okay. I'm glad that's what they're wanting her to one of the reference books. But Lisa knows, because she goes to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, that the King James Bible is the Word of God. She can go home and check this out with me, okay? Where there's ESV, NIV, the non-inspired version, I call it. whatever version is, they don't use that word Holy Ghost. They use the word Holy Spirit. And the translator said that the King James Bible was messed up. Is this boring to y'all? I'm helping Lisa now, okay? Y'all can turn everybody. Y'all have heard this form, helping Lisa, because she's dealing with a Bible college up there that's, and she knows better. Okay, but you got to answer questions according to what they want, okay? What they want, but you know better, okay? Because I said so. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, but they said they mistranslated from Holy Ghost. That's why they use the Holy Spirit in all these versions. You won't find the Holy Ghost hardly in any of them, okay? Listen, there is no wrong word in our King James Bible. Every word is pure. I believe that. Let me tell you what I believe. You won't hear this many other places. I've researched this, and people don't talk about this. But from my years of study, I've come to the conclusion. This is why the King James Bible, the writers who translated it from Hebrew, Greek, or whatever, and they use Holy Ghost in some places and Holy Spirit in others. You're going to find the Holy Ghost, and I should have some numbers for you, but this is coming off the top of my head. Many more times the phrase Holy Ghost is used than the Holy Spirit in our Bible. Many more times. You can get your concordance. When you go home, Lisa, check this out, okay? As a matter of fact, when I see you again, you give me the number. How many times in King James Bible it says Holy Ghost, how many times it says Holy Spirit? Why does it say it's all the same? However, it's the work that's being different. The name, when it mentions the Holy Ghost, His is his name. I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's his name. And we have it right here. Ye are partakers of the Holy Ghost. He's part of the Trinity of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, if you go to your versions in Matthew 19:28, the Great Commission, it will say, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? Nobody's going to lose their salvation over this, understand. But you as Bible students ought to know the difference, okay? That's why you're here. So when it refers to the name, the Holy Ghost, that's his actual name. When it refers to the Holy Spirit, that's the work of the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Anytime it mentions the Holy Spirit, you will always see some kind of connection to what he's doing in that believer's life. The fruit of the Spirit. Are you following? I can go on and on, but that's another example. The fruit of the Spirit is this, and there's that list of things that the Holy Ghost is doing in your life, but yet it's called the fruit of the Spirit. When it talks about the Holy Spirit, which is far less than the mentioned in King James and the Holy Ghost, it's always, 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 you can research this too, Lisa, always it refers to his work. When it refers to the Holy Ghost, always it's referring to him, his name. Okay, so let me move on. So now you got all that homework, Lisa, besides Liberty, now you got mine to do, okay? All right. And they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. In other words, they shared together. They had fellowship. And then look at verse 9. And have tasted the good word of God. Again, you see that word taste. They've experienced. They just didn't sample it. They've tasted the good word of God. Matter of fact, Psalm 34:8. taste and see that the Lord, he's good. So again, that thought, it's not just to say, try it, you'll like it, kind of, you know, thought. Who was that commercial? Try it, you'll like it. Mikey. Who?
Mikey.
Mikey, was that him? Yeah, try. Mikey eats anything, you know. Try it, you'll like it, whatever. Anyway, that's not what this is. You not just tried it and liked it. Man, you're enjoying this. You just hadn't tasted it and put it on the shelf somewhere. Taste and see that the Lord, he's good, and you don't get... Blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness' sake. It's not just a one time. In the Greek, what that's talking about, the more you hunger, the more he's fed. The more you're fed, the more you want. The more you're thirsty, the more he gives. And the more he gives, the more thirsty, because you want more. It's not just a one time thing. Are you following? It's not just a one time thing. It's like us as believers. Don't you want more of him? Amen. I know you do, because that's why you're here Sunday morning for Sunday school, getting bored by me, because you want more of him, though. Hopefully you can get something. And so, again, these are believers. They've tasted the good word of God. They've experienced the goodness of God's word. That's what that means. Have you experienced the goodness of God's word? Amen. What it's done in your life? And that's what it's saying. They've tasted the good word of God. Even though they didn't have, I understand, they didn't have a King James Bible. Paul didn't have a King James Bible. I understand all that. But the scripture that they had, they tasted of the word of God. And it was good. And they enjoyed it. Well, look at this. And the powers of the world to come. Again, these are believers who'd been saved. They've tasted these things. They were enlightened. They had they tasted the heavenly gift. What is the heavenly gift? I didn't even talk about it. What's the heavenly gift? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that, not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that's the heavenly gift. They had received, they had tasted that heavenly gift. They'd received it, experienced it. They tasted the powers of, and the good word of God. And then the powers of the world to come. What does that mean? Of the powers of the world to come? The future, what literally he's talking about is they knew about God's supernatural powers in their life. The writer describes those who experience God's power in their life. He's not talking about the future and worse. That power that's out there in the future is present with us today. And it's talking about here that and the powers of the world to come, they have experienced that in their life. Have you experienced God's power in your life? God's done some wonderful things in your life. I'm looking at Catherine back there. A year ago, you would not believe Catherine had been sitting here. But God healed Catherine. He used doctors and others. But Catherine, it was God that done that. She has experienced the power of God in her life. And you could say the same thing, where it's not just sickness or health, but family issues. God's healed some he's healed families to you. We go on and on, but you've experienced the power of God in your life. So these are people who've been saved. But because of the persecution and things that had happened back, you know, some 2,000 years ago when this was written, they went back to Judaism. Remember verse number 1. Chapter number 6. Let us go on. Let us go on. They went back. Called reversionism. Look in verse number 6. If they shall fall away. Again, I believe it's talking about believers.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.